blog.ericmhunter.net. What's old is new again. There's much to celebrate when it comes to retro gaming and their fans. Nintendo announced the NES Classic Mini, a fit in the palm of your hand NES with 30 games on board, HDMI hookup, and a classic NES controller. Like the days of old, once rival to plumber-loving game company, Sega announced a new sequel to their famed Blue Blur franchise, Sega Mania. A 2D love letter that is being called the sequel that fans deserve. Much of the strategy is twofold. Sure, releasing past titles of a new generation is an easy grab for cash. Players who enjoyed the latest of the Super Mario 3D World or Mario Maker want to know what the player was up to in the past 30 years before now. For Sonic, those who booed and jeered a Sonic Boom would like to experience something that's not as unpleasant. Either way, everyone wins. It gives those who have multiple copies of the 30 titles listed on the NES Classic to be reminded of them once again, and maybe give a chance to replay them. It helps the parents who grew up with those games a chance to play them with their kids, because God knows trying to play an NES games on HDTV is a hassle. Nostalgia is a powerful device when marketing a video game, and it doesn't have to stop with just mainstream AAA games. Indie games as well have seen a huge surge of nostalgia when it comes to the remakes of System Shock 2, King's Quest, or even more recent titles like The Binding of Isaac. Giving people that extra kick in the memory banks reminds them that great games like this existed before and will continue to have a place on their shelves in the future. It's easy to forget that a lot of people will probably play the game that came out 10 years ago first before the one that's been out for 10 days. Money is a big proponent. Your older titles will likely drop dramatically in price, hoping to have someone buy them to hook them in. But giving them a makeover, a bundle, or even just an easier way to play is a small effort in showcasing your work. I wouldn't go George Lucas special editions on them, but a little elbow grease never hurt anything, and if that justifies an extra $5 or $10 on the head, then why not? For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.